Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Millar. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aubrey Huff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The DH, Jay Gibbons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Gomez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Paul Baco. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Traxel. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Cust. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Piazza. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting 9th. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Heron. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Patterson. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Patterson steals second. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Kevin Millar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Millar hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Millar reaches second base with a double. Patterson scores. Markakis scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis bunts towards third. Huff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Buck moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Piazza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck scores. Ellis moves to third. Cust moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ellis scores. Cust moves to third. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gibbons strikes out. Suzuki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gibbons out. One out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee bunts towards the mound. Traxel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Huff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buck hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Markakis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Markakis hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Millar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Millar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Millar hits a fly ball into left field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cust is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cust strikes out. Two outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piazza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piazza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Piazza moves to second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Aubrey Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cust. Payton reaches second base with a double. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibbons is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbons strikes out. Suzuki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gibbons out. There goes Payton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby bunts towards first. Millar fields the ball and throws to Traxel covering. Safe. Coetzee moves to third. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Mark Hakes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coetzee tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Crosby. The throw from Baco and he is safe. Crosby steals second. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buck strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baco strikes out. 1 out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Patterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to third. 2 outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cust is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cust hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Piazza is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Piazza strikes out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chavez hits a line drive into right field. Marcakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kotze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Traxel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Millar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 2 in the game. Huff strikes out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Payton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki bunts towards third. Huff fields it and throws to first for the out. Crosby moves to second. One out. John Parrish now pitching. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buck for the out. Crosby moves to third. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibbons is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbons hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Ramon Hernandez pinch hits for Paul Baco. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Gibbons moves to second. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibbons scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Markakis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez now catching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cust hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shannon Stewart pinch runs for Jack Cust. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Piazza is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Piazza takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chavez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Millar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to third. Piazza moves to second. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Travis Buck now playing right field. Shannon Stewart now playing left field. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Millar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Millar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Huff is 0 for 3 in the game. Huff hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Payton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Payton takes first base on ball 4. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Payton moves to second. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibbons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibbons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Bell now pitching. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Buck reaches second base with a double. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Embree now pitching. Nick Swisher now playing first base. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Brandon Fahey pinch runs for Chris Gomez. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Roberts strikes out. There goes Fahey. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Patterson hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.